You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Success. Today we are with Kevin C. Wright, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of the New Work Community Economic Development Corporation. For over 13 years, Kevin has used his financial expertise to better communities on the East Coast. Mr. C. Wright, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a privilege to be on with you.
You bet. So you've recently completed Notre Dame's Executive Leadership Program. If you would, explain your experience and why other business leaders and entrepreneurs would be interested.
Great, great. Well, as you can tell, I have a varied experience throughout the East Coast, working from the governmental sector to the educational sector and now taking on nonprofit. So with this course, basically, I had a solid chance to meet diversified professionals from varied backgrounds and shared experiences. Also, obviously, discussing a lot of opportunities for improvement in best-case scenarios throughout all our prospective businesses. Obviously, jumping into the nonprofit arena is a little bit different than it was just in working in the governmental arena. So being able to bridge the gap between those differences and still coming out to positive outcomes. So that was the best part of the program so far.
I would be curious, was there a specific scenario that helped you make the decision to return to school for this program?
Yeah, basically in transitioning into the nonprofit sector, I thought it would be a great opportunity to basically interact with other professionals, nonprofit, governmental, and city sector professionals. And just the idea to brainstorm with seasoned professionals. The courses, the professors all have varied from Boys and Girls Clubs to Midwest nonprofits. It was very interesting to see how some things run different on the East Coast versus the Midwest versus the West. Same goals, obviously, but just different ways to get there. So that was the main factor.
What drew you specifically to Notre Dame's program over other executive leadership programs around the country?
Well, obviously, it's Notre Dame University. So outstanding reputation, top-notch professors for the courses that were offered. Two professors that I really took to a lot were Mark Hardy, and he's the executive project director for the whole course, for the whole arena, for the whole syllabus, and also the late Jimmy Alford, who was basically responsible for managing and transitioning Chicago Boys and Girls Clubs for over 16 years. And just being able to have the chance to be around other very leaders, executive leadership folks who were teaching these classes from around the country. So, and again, Notre Dame University. So I think that speaks for itself.
It certainly does. Today we are joined by Kevin C. Wright, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of the New Work Community Economic Development Corporation here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, from this program, what were key takeaways and how will you apply them in your day-to-day work with the New Work Community Economic Development Corporation?
Sure. Well, number one was just, and I go through a list of four that I really took to and thought that they were awesome. So number one is gaining consensus to solve problems. Obviously, in dealing with boards, you're obviously reporting to a board and you're trying to do the best for your nonprofit. And obviously, at this point, for the city of Newark, too. So just working with gaining consensus to solve problems and get to a common goal and how you get there and how you barter to basically get that consensus. Also, just forming strong and active boards, like being able to be supportive of the board. Obviously, we work for the board, and we take their views and what they need from us, and we try to obviously go out and execute that, but also helping them to be a stronger board, just like they're trying to help us be better employees of them. And then also, three, just pushing transformational leadership for effective outcomes, not being afraid to do something different. Don't always go with, well, if you're going to do economic development or if you're going to do fundraising, you need to follow these five steps. And if you don't follow these five steps, then you're not going to make it. Basically, standing out, willing to take a chance, just being out there. So, again, just being transformational, not just being status quo. And basically the last one is just be using my strengths and understanding my weakness, and basically become a dynamic leader. And again, just understanding what makes you very good and things that are opportunities for you to do better. Not that you're already doing a good job in leadership, but you always want to also know that no one's perfect and figuring out the things that you can do better on your weak points. So those were the four standpoints that really I would recommend the course to anyone.
Good stuff. And lastly, what future courses or training do you recommend for leaders in your field?
Well, first off, I would recommend this. I mean, the course was amazing. I think it would be helpful to anyone in this field or other fields. The course, it offered a universal message for any organization. I mean, whether it's government, private sector, I think it was just great because it's talking about transformation. It's talking about consensus. And again, just not being afraid to take a chance and doing things not with the status quo and doing it differently. And I think any organization that reports to a board and aspires to transform into a great team, I think this is the course for them. Anybody who reports to a board, nonprofit or for profit, I think this is a great course in how to navigate through that system or through the cycle and make greater outcomes, obviously, for the organization and the employees of the organization.
Well, Mr. C. Wright, it certainly has been our privilege to have had you today. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about you, Newark Community Economic Development Corporation, and how can listeners be in touch?
Sure. My website is officialkevincwright.com. That's OfficialKevincWright.com. And they can also reach me at kcwright@newarkcedc.org. Again, kcwright@newarkcedc.org.
Once again, Mr. C. Wright, thanks for your time today. All the success. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. Time well spent. I definitely appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly come back anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Kevin C. Wright, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of the Newark Community Economic Development Corporation. And once again, the website of reference is officialkevincwright.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.